We are learning Mishnayos Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are starting 7-8 lines from the top by the two dots. Matzo b'chafiso b'luskama. If you find a get in a chafiso or luskama, you give it back. Why? Because of simon. My chafiso. What's a chafiso? Amar Rav Bar Avchana, chemis katano. It's like a small leather pouch. They used to keep wine in that. So that's what we're talking about. You found the get in there, so that you have a simon, so therefore you give it back. My luskama. What's a luskama? It's this little handbag that old people used to carry around, their klitas misham, so they shouldn't have to find it. You know, they're not going to find the toothbrush anyways, they had it in the little bag. A special bag for the older people. So he found against the bag, the loch is at the simon, and you return it. Zok the Gemara Vayit, the son of the Mishnah, Takris Shostaris, or Agudas Shostaris, Harez the Yachsa. Turn on bottom. Kamu Takris Shostaris. What's considered a bunch of stories? Shloisha. Krucha and Zeb is that. Three wrapped together. Three stories wrapped together. Mekamehi Aguda Shal Stories. Shloisha Kshurim Zeb is that. Three tied to each other. So, Frank the Gemara, Shmami No, Kesher Simon. Can you tell me from here, Kesher is a Simon? The Shal in the Gemara always is Kesher enough of a Simon? You say which type of knot? Is that enough of a Simon? It sounds like over here it's a Simon. We're saying three stories tied to each other, which is a normal thing. And here we're saying it's a Simon, because you can say the Kesher. The Gemara says no. That when it says aguda, it means shloisha kruchim zevaze. Three stories bundled together. If that's the case, then aguda is the same thing as takrich. Why are we saying two different things? Someone says no. Takrich kol chad v'chad v'roisha d'chavre. Takrich means you roll one up, completely it's rolled. Then you take the next one and you roll it around number two. And you roll around number one. And then you take the third one, you roll around route number two, which is rolled around number one. That's what it means. After it's rolled up, the next one's rolled up. Aguda means you put the three on top of each other, the Ramu Adadi, and then Kruchos, you roll it together, all three. So that's the difference between Tachrich and Aguda. Tachrich means each one's rolled by itself, and then you roll it on top of each other. And Aguda means they're on top of each other already now, and then you roll it up together. My makris, when you announce that you lost, they found stories, what do you announce? My makris, minyan. You announce that I found gimel stories, and this guy comes and gives a simon. He says it was rolled like this or rolled like that. That's a simon. Pray to Gemara, if that's the case. What?
Why do you say what the simon should be, what the document states?
Maybe it fell for someone else. That's the shiloh always. Maybe it fell for someone
else. What does that say?
It said that Reuven owed Shimon money. Maybe it was paid up. Yeah. Reuven owed Shimon money in such a city. So maybe it was paid up. Maybe it fell to Mal, but that's the whole shaila here. So you need a simon. How was held together? So here, so it says that the simon is the takrich. You announced, I found three stars. So Freyta Gemara, if that's the case, you're saying the minion anyway. My ear, your klasa. What's the difference? Why is it have to say that the case of three? Phil Trainami, even two stars be the same halacha, because there also you can say I found two stories, and then the guy will tell you was it rolled this way or that way, and it's masva you need dafka three. So I says no, it's wrong. Ela kadama Ravina tiva machras hakanami story machras. Just like Ravina said, you say you announce I found money, you say I found stories, and therefore you have to give two simanim. Rashi says you have to give a simon first of all how much it was, and number two. You have to say it was how it was karach together. And therefore, if it would be two, it would not be a good simon, because everyone knows shtore is two. So therefore, the minyan won't be a simon. He need both. He need minyan and kruchim. Frank the achrayim, why need two simonim? Why is one simon enough? Why need kruchim and minyan? Zok the marashal, I'll tell you why. Because here, if he only knows the kruchim, he doesn't know the amount, that's a reyesa. If you don't want to roll it together, you should know how many it is also. Therefore, in such a case, you have to speak out the minyan and the krucha. That's what Mashal learns. Pshat Nagamara, I and others learn different. We'll go into Mashal's pshat. I'll read you part of it inside. This Mashal. Mashal says, "Pirush Rashi Mashmar Tavayu Boyu Uva Ashri." That's the Rosh. Pirush Minyanachav. I need Omer Dafka Hocha Hu Debe Inon Tavayu. Dafka Yini both. That fill you of Chad Simano. Vole Kivem Vida Simano. Loi Mahani. Doesn't work. The vadim is achar nafas. Really, all the minyan of kriuchos doesn't know about it. Avali avisham valachat simin or kriuchos below minyan. I mean, like kriuchos, then it will help by itself. Since here there's two simanim, therefore you need both simanim.
So two you never return.
So no, it could be a three mashal. Two, you would return because you don't need the siman of two in that case. So talking about three, we're saying case of three in a case where it was three was found. So there, you have to have both. You have to give both simanim. Three mashal. It's very possible that two you would return because you don't need that siman. The karach alone be enough. Rav Shimon Yelaimer, Echad Aloyim Meshloish Yachzal Aloyim. It says you find a star that's all from one loiva, three different malvas. He finds three stars, rather. Three stars. All the same loiva, three different malvas. Who do you give it back to? The loiva. He's talking about why. These are the malvin, they knew if it was the malvin, my bo gawaldi. How did all three fall in the same place? So, afraid to Gemara, why? That maybe they were sending a shliach to Bezdin with all three stars. You know, they had a guy here, he's going to Bezdin, so he'll take the three stars. All the Malvas gave this guy the stars to bring to Mekayim, and it fell from his hand. The Mekayim, my answer, no, it was Mekayim already. So it can't be he was going to Bezdin. Frank the Gemara, don't be the other Safra Nafal. Maybe it fell from the Sefer's hand after the Sefer was Mekayim. So tomorrow, no, like Mashi Inish, you may be other Safra. They don't leave it there a long time. The Malva gets it right away. And the Achronim speak out that there's no chash either that it fell from a shliach on the way back because you don't let a shliach pick it up either. A shtar mekuyim for $1 million, you get it yourself. You pick it up yourself. And therefore there's no chash that fell from the shliach or from the cipher. It dafka fell from the loiva because how would all three land up in one place? Next case. Shloisha shalovum echad yachz lamava. If it was three different borrowers from one lender, so you give it back to the lender for the same reason. These saga died of the love and knew if it belonged to the borrowers. Mabo gavadodi. Why are they all together in one place? Frey to Gemara, what do you mean? Dimal michtavenu asli. They were going to write it. The shliach was going to write the shtaris, and from one cipher, and therefore fell from him. And it was never even halva. So like Gemara, no. The ksiv is classy day safri. Three different cipher rotis. Maybe they're going to Mekayimit. One guy was going for Shlech to Mekayimit. So Mar says, no, Pashat. Malva Mekayim Shtari. Loiva Mekayim Shtari. Loiva never sends a star to give a Kuyim. He doesn't want to do that. He forget it. He doesn't want a Mekayim Shtari. The Malva is Mekayim Shtari. Therefore, there's no Chashash. And therefore, we said that if you find all three with the same lender, it goes to the lender. If you find three stars with the same borrower, it goes to the borrower. The end of the Mishnah said, so Gemara first bring a memra and then ask for a Mishnah. Simpun, which means a shoiver, a receipt. The malva is holding on to the receipt. And it says that shoiver that the malva paid up. That it says in the shoiver that the malva is holding on to the shoiver. And it says in the Shoiver that the Loiva paid up. Afa pi shekos of Iksaz Yadai, even though the Malva wrote it himself, ain elik mesachik or pasul. It doesn't mean anything. Because who holds the receipt usually? A Loiva holds the receipt. He was showing he paid up. So here, the Malva has a receipt, even if it's his own handwriting, it's nothing. And the Gemara explains. Loiva boy kos of Iksaz Yad Seifer. It's pasul if it's written in Yad Seifer. Dikilameima safras ram leva kosav. Because he doesn't know how to write. He's going to come to the loiva, and the loiva will say, I'm ready to pay you. I need a receipt. He say, I don't have a receipt. The loiva says, I'm not paying you. Then I can't pay you now. And then you're not going to see him again until next Rosh Hashanah. So you want to always have on hand a receipt ready to give it to him. So when you met a cipher one time, you got him to write you up a ksav cipher. Now you have this in your pocket, ready to give to him. Now we understand why it means nothing. But a ksav yodah, we would think, why would he write a cipher? If he knows how to write, write it when you get paid. Where says, no, a filo ksav yodah, kosu ksav yodah, pasul, why? Sovar, he thinks, dum mishrami, v'osu v'yana shmashas, maybe he'll come pay me right before Shabbos, the kaparali, he wants to pay me, and the loya vino le, if I don't give him a shoiver, loya lizuzi, he's not going to pay me. Echle vino, let me write it now. Chi ais lizuzi, etle, I'll give it to him right away. So what Gemara is saying is that a malval holding on to a shoiver means nothing. And we understand why, because taka means nothing, because how's that a right to anything? If he's holding the shoiver, it's supposed to be by the loiva, not by the malva. And we said, why does he have it? Because he had it ready just in case the loiva pays him. So, afraid to Gemara from our Mishnah. Tanah, it says in our Mishnah, Yeshimam, the point is, if he has with the shtaris a shoiver, a receipt, yase mashas and bonus. which means he has in his possession a shtar that Reuven owes him money, but it's also a shaver that Reuven paid him money. So what do? We say Reuven's potter. Chayra, why? The shaver is in the wrong hands. That's the Gemara's kasha. Shaver is in the wrong hands. And for the Gemara, Rav Safra, Shenimtza ben Shtar is Kruim. Rav Safra soon will answer on something else was found between Shtar is Kruim. What does that mean? So we'll go to Rashi's second shot. Rashi says, you found the shaver between your ripped up stars. Your ripped up stars are the stars that are paid up already. Now, this shaver really belonged to the loiva, but he forgot to take it. Now, what should I do with the shaver? I don't do with it. So I threw it with my other stars that are ripped up. Since he found it there, so it's clear that you're not holding on to it for when the levy pays you back, because then you would keep it in your pocket or keep it in your special documents. You wouldn't keep it with your ripped up documents. Since you put it with your ripped up documents, obviously it was a real shaver and it was really paid up. That's the pshat here. Betzem shaver usually means nothing. But here, if it's with your ripped up documents, it is a riot. Toshma, charming not right. It says in a Mishnah Babasra, Nimtzala Echad, Shtoreis of Yosef ben Shimon Perua. So the case was here, this lender had two people owed him money. Two Yosef and Shimons. Both of them owed him money. And he found a shaver that one of them paid off. He doesn't know which one. The halacha is Shneim Perum. You can't collect either one. Shtoreis Shneim Perum, they're both paid off. Now, the question is like this. He never could have collected anyway. Because each Yosef and Shimon would have said, it's the other guy, it's not me. So Zog Rashi, Apir the Gemara there. The stories that were collecting stories said the third generation, so it was a difference. The problem was the shaver only said two generations, so we don't know which one paid up. So halach is, he can't collect either one, because one of them is paid up. That's the Mishnah of Avasra. Very good Shema. The question over here is, that what does it help? The Malva has the shaver. This kasha. The Malva has the shaver. Everything in Mark, Kudom Rav Safra, Shedimtsu, Ben Shtaris Kruim, Machanam, Ben Shtaris Kruim. You found the shaver, together with your ripped up stories, that's a raya, that the shaver is real and attack was paid up. Toshima, not a right, different place. Toshima from Shavuos, back to Shavuos. Shavua, this is when the Yisoyimim are collecting from other Yisoyimim, a chayv. So you have to make three Shavuos. It's one Shavua, but it has three parts to it. Shavua, Shloi Bagdanu Abba. First of all, the Shavua is that our father didn't tell us that it was paid up already. And our father didn't tell us before he died, either about the shtar being paid up. And we didn't find between the shtaris any receipts that it was paid up. Those are three shvuos they make. So what do you see? That if you found a shaver between your shtaris, then it would be paid up. So it's a kasha on Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba Amarav, and for the Gemara, Rav Safra, Shnimtzu ben Shtaris Kruim. What it means is, you didn't find it between the ripped up stars. Toshma, not a riot. Toshma, which is a bryce later on, Simfon Shiyesh Olav Edom. If you have a receipt that was found with Edom on it, Yiskayim Bechisamav. Yimekayim Bechisamav, and then you assume it's paid up. So Shaila is, what's going on over here? Here we're talking about a case where the Malva said, I was never paid up. And the raya is you don't have the shaver, so the way you found the shaver here on the street. So he's saying if you have kiyum, then it's paid up. Why? The malva is saying it never paid me. It fell from me. So why do we give it back? Why do we give it to the loiva and assume it's paid? Which means you mekayim it from the signatures. The shalina le'asadi on top of chaval from aleph. You ask the Edom, was it paid up or not? That's what it means. You ask the Edom if it's perua or not. And there, that's possible. That would be a good case to see if it's paid up. Let's try another raya. Toshma, simfum sheshel of Edom. You have a shoiver, a receipt that has Edom in it. Has Edom there are kosher. The loch is that you assume it's paid up. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, by Edim, Edekim, which Rashi says means, it was a hempik on the shaver. Now, the Bezdin would not write a hempik, not write a kiyim on the star, unless it was actually paid up. So the shaver must have been where it was actually paid up. How can I misdav? Rav Mektani Seifa v'she'en alav edim pasul. My ain't alav edim. You name like edim alav edim klal. Means there's no edim at all. Shrich lemei the pasul. You have to tell me sure it's pasul. Of course, there's no edim. It's nothing. What's the document edim? El alav edikiyim. Means there's no hempik. That's what it means. There's no hempik on it. There's no kiyim on it. Then the halacha is that you don't know if it's paid up or not. Itaka don't know because the loiva is not holding on to it. Gufa. We learned the brayse a little before. Simfon jesh alav edim. Iskayim b'chesamav. A simfon that has edim, iskayim b'chesamav, which the Rashi now learns means that even if it's in the malva's hands, if it has a hempik, it means it's paid up. Before the Gemara learned iskayim b'chesamav means mechesamav. But now the Gemara already knows the teretz of hempik, then you can learn here also that's what it means. That it has a hempik, so even if the malva is holding on to it, you can name on it's paid up. Ain't a love edim, if there's no edim, but for yoytze metachas yidei shlish, it's a shlish is holding on to it, which means ain't of edikim. It means there is edim, but ain't of edim means there's no edikim on it. There's no hempik, but they are edim because it's a good kosher shaver. But who's holding the shaver? A shlish, which means it's an escrow. Or this shaver receipt is written on the star itself after the signatures on the original star. The halacha is kosher, which means you assume it's paid up. Why? Mark explains. If you gave it to a shlish to watch, obviously you believed him to say whatever he wants. And since he's saying that it's a good shaver, the loch is that's paid up. The hemnei malva, the shlish. If it's written on the after the signatures on the star itself, nami di lav de pri alav and varal shtar. If it's not, if it's paid up, he would never write something on the star itself. So it must be it was paid up. So then it's a riot, it's paid up. So we have here around four different ways how we know a shoiver, even though it's not in the hand of a loiva, it's paid up. The four ways would be like this. Number one way would be if it's found between by the malva's house, between his ripped up stars. Number two would be if there's a hempik on the if the hempik on the star shoiver, there's a kiyim, we know it's paid up. Number three would be if it's in a shlish's hand, because the malva was trusted him. Number four would be if the shoiver is written on the star itself, then also it would be a raya that was paid up because you would not make a reyesa on the star. Hadron aloch, perek shtayim oichsim, belina.